the Valor's greatest magical gifts. The other claimed the Valerie was an enchanted prison that locked away all manner of magic beings, including an abomination that the Valors had created. Evangeline didn't know which account she believed, but she had no plans to allow Jax to get his cold hands on either magical gifts or magical monsters. The Prince of Hearts was already dangerous enough, and she was furious with him. Yesterday, after suspecting Jax had been the one to poison Apollo, Evangeline thought five words. "I know what you've done." Guards had then removed him from Wolf Hall. To her surprise, he had left without a fight or a word. But she knew he would be back. He wasn't done with her yet, though she was done with him. Evangeline took the letter she'd just written to herself, crossed the length of her royal suite, and placed the note atop the fireplace mantel, waxed side out, making sure she'd see the words of warning if they were ever needed again. Part 1. A Cruelty of Curses. Chapter 1. There is a door deep inside the Royal Library of Wolf Hall that no one has opened for centuries. People have tried to set it on fire, break it with axes, and pick its lock with magical keys. But no one has so much as left a scratch on this stubborn door. Some say it mocks them. There is a wolf's head wearing a crown emblazoned on the door's wooden center, and people have sworn the wolf smirks at their failed attempts, or bares its sharp teeth if a person even comes close to opening this unopenable door. Evangeline Fox had once tried. She had pulled and tugged and twisted the iron knob, but the door would not budge. Not then, not before. But she hoped it would be different now. Evangeline was very good at hoping. She was also rather good at opening doors. With one drop of her willing blood, she could undo any lock. First, she needed to be sure she wasn't being watched or followed or stalked by that deceitful, apple-eating scoundrel whose name she wouldn't even think. Evangeline checked behind her shoulder. Her lantern's ochre glow chased the nearby shadows away, but the bulk of Wolf Hall's royal library stacks were nebulous with night. She fidgeted nervously, and the lantern flickered. Evangeline had never been afraid of the dark before. Dark was for stars and dreams and the magic that took place in between days. Before losing her parents, she had constellation watched with her father and listened to her mother tell stories by candlelight, and Evangeline had never been frightened. But it wasn't actually the dark or the night that she feared. It was the spider-thin prickle crawling across her shoulder blades. It had been with her since the moment she'd stepped out of her royal suite on a mission to unlock this door, in the hopes it would lead her to a cure that would save her husband, Apollo. The uncanny sensation was so subtle. At first, she let herself think it was merely paranoia. She wasn't being followed. She'd heard no steps. Until Evangeline peered into the library's dark, and a pair of inhuman eyes stared back, silver blue and brilliant and broken star bright. She imagined they shone just to taunt her. But Evangeline knew that even if they sparkled now, even if these eyes lit up the dark and tempted her to lower her light, she couldn't trust them. And she couldn't trust him. Jax. She tried not to think his name, but it was impossible not to as she watched him saunter out of the dim, indolent yet confident and handsome as ever. He moved as if the night should have been afraid of him. The tingling of her shoulder blades slid over her arms, an unsettling caress that went down to her one remaining broken heart scar. The wound stung, then throbbed, as if Jax had sunk his teeth into it again. Evangeline clutched her lantern.